Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Hi everyone, welcome to Kwentuhang Pilipina, and if this is your first time hearing about us, we are a podcast and a community that aims to be a safe space para makipagkwentuhan sa iba't ibang Pilipino sa buong mundo. I am your Sunshine Cleo, the founder of Hiraya Pilipina, and your host here at Kwentuhang Pilipina. You can just call me Cleo, of course. So, for today's episode, I will actually be having a solo episode. So, solo flight tayo ngayon, guys. No, wala tayong makakausap, kundi ang sarili ko at kayo. Kayo yung kausap ko ngayon. And since gagawin natin to because, you know, I really missed catching up with you guys. And all of these questions are actually from you guys. So, kayo, our boss besties, tinanong nyo to sa aking Instagram story. And I am so excited na sagutin silang lahat because kinompile to ng ating managing editor. Shout out to you, Aliana. And I'm so excited to record this solo episode. So I hope na you guys chill with me, have fun, but i-play nyo lang ako sa background habang ano, nag-aaral kayo, naghuhugas kayo ng pinggan, naglilinis kayo, nag-workout kayo. Thank you so much for playing this episode. And I hope that you will stay until the end. So, before I start with the questions, can you guys give me a favor? And sa bawat tanong na ito, hindi lang sana ako yung sasagot, no? Kundi kayo rin. Sa bawat tanong na ito, tanungin nyo rin sana yun sa sarili nyo. Ayos ba yun? So, parang tayong dalawa yung nagkukwentuhan talaga. Kasi, you know, ito naman yung essence ng podcast natin. Kaya nga siya tinawag na Kwentuhang Pilipina. Ayan. Okay, so ang daming categories nito, but let's start with the most important, no? Which is all about mental health and feelings. So, ang first question dito is, how are you really? Ayan. Kamusta ka? For me, para sa tanong na to, honestly, I feel overwhelmed. Sobrang overwhelming lately sa buhay ko. And ang lagi ko na lang iniisip is itong quote na sinabi ni Jasmine Starr, which says, "Overwhelm is the abundance you asked for." So if I asked for abundance, which I did, I should expect this. I should expect this overwhelming feeling. And honestly, being overwhelmed, it's such a privilege because hindi sa lahat ng pagkakataon, ganito ako ka-overwhelmed. At hindi sa lahat ng pagkakataon, ganito yung abundance na dumadating. So, I am happy, I'm glad that I feel this way. Alam niyo, yung sa tipong onting perspective shift lang talaga eh, nabibigyan mo na ng positive meaning ang isang bagay. And I think that's amazing. Kasi diba, instead na isipin ko, ang overwhelming, parang di ko na kaya, gusto ko nang sumuko, which I acknowledge that I sometimes feel that way. But isang perspective shift lang talaga, no? Na parang tipong, Cleo, dati hindi ka na-overwhelmed kasi hindi ganito kalakas ang abundance na dumadating. So I think that's amazing. Ikaw, how are you? Really? How are you? The second question here is, what are your non-negotiables? Of course, my non-negotiables are actually values. And dalawa lang yan. Yung pinaka non-negotiable ko talaga, dalawa lang, especially when dealing with people and related sila sa isa't isa. These two are honesty and accountability. As in, I can acknowledge or I can accept na kunwari you're still a beginner, hindi pa maayos yung gawa mo, hindi pa perfectly executed, you're not yet the best communicator, the best at your position or something. I mean, as in kahit sa mga kaibigan, yeah, you don't have to be perfect. We don't have to chat and talk every day. But non-negotiable ko talaga yung honesty and accountability. Pwede kang maging hindi perpekto as long as you are accountable for your actions, for your decisions. Alam mo kung saan yung hangganan mo. Alam mo yung boundaries mo. Alam mo kung kailan ka nagkamali at kung kailan ka hihingi ng tawad sa pagkakamali na yon. Marunong ka mag-acknowledge. Ah, yun talaga yung pinaka-grabe na negotiable talaga. Pag hindi mo kayang i-acknowledge na mali yung nagawa mo and gusto mo lang siyang takpan with another lie or gusto mo siyang takpan. Basically, grabe, I can't deal with you. Kasi sabi ko nga, hindi ko naman ina-expect na perfect lahat. And ina-apply ko rin to sa sarili ko, yung accountability na to. Na, Cleo, yung task na nilagay mo sa araw na ito, you don't have to execute it perfectly. You just have to execute it. And I am holding myself accountable kasi minsan yun ang mahirap eh. Lalo na kapag yung accountability partner mo lang is yung sarili mo. Mahirap eh, na parang sinabi mo sa schedule mo 8 a.m. ka magigising pero gumising ka ng 9 a.m. Sino ang mag-hold sa'yo ng accountability? Kung wala kang accountability partner, sarili mo lang. But, well, side note, of course, I also recommend having an accountability partner. I think that would really be helpful if you want to maintain your commitments. So, that's my non-negotiable. How about you? What are your non-negotiables? Next question is, when is it okay not to be okay? Okay. I think that being quote-unquote okay is not an emotion. I think shortcut lang siya to describe your state, but it doesn't really give an exact answer. Like, kapag tinanong ko itong kaibigan ko, kamusta ka na? Okay lang. I think it's just a shortcut kasi hindi mo alam kung kamusta ka na ba talaga. I think kapag tinanong kung kamusta ka na, it would be a huge opportunity. Hindi naman huge, but it would be an opportunity to really exercise your self-awareness kung kamusta ka na ba talaga. Because I believe that it would be helpful if we can name our emotions. So, kamusta na ako? I think pinapractice ko rin yun. Hindi, I think. Pinapractice ko rin talaga yun sa sarili ko eh. Like, minsan kapag nababurnout na ako, nahirapan ako, sasabihin ko, ano ba itong nararamdaman ko? Saan ba ito nagmumula? And naming those emotions, naming those sources of emotion is really helpful kasi alam ko kung ano yung gagawin ko. And when is it okay not to be okay? I think all emotions are valid. It is valid to feel tired. It is valid to feel happy, of course. To feel sad, hopeful. Kahit kailan, hindi naging invalid ang emotion mo. Unless natatakpan mo, natatapakan mo na ang ibang tao or ang sarili mo.
Hey Boss Besties! Kwentuhang Pilipina Podcast is a safe space to share the stories of different inspiring Filipinos. This is a safe space. This is your safe space. And isn't your tote bag supposed to be a safe space for your belongings too? That is why I am so grateful to share with you that our This is a Safe Space tote bag in collaboration with Hiraya Pilipina is available now! For only 299 pesos, you get a washable and reusable 14 inches by 16 inches tote bag with zipper! Super spacious. We told you, it is a safe space. Order now at shopee.ph/hirayapilipina. And don't forget to tag us once you copped your own tote bag.
Next question is, how do you deal with life's uncertainties? Oh my God! I deal with life's uncertainties by preparing ahead of time. Alam nyo ba, meron akong weekly schedule. May monthly schedule ako, weekly schedule, daily schedule. I love preparing ahead of time. As in, I think that's one of the reasons why I can quote-unquote balance all my responsibilities. Kasi kapag wala talaga yun, naloloka talaga ako. I mean, I can be spontaneous, but I also want to be prepared. I think it gives me control sa buhay ko, and kaya yun yung ginagawa ko to prepare for life's uncertainties. But of course, hindi naman sa lahat ng pagkakataon pwede mong ma-anticipate ang mga uncertainties sa buhay, di ba? So if hindi natadaan sa preparation, I guess what I just have to say is that let life surprise you. I think there's also beauty and spontaneity, and it's full of, how do I describe it? It's overwhelming yet amazing how every day is uncertain. How you wake up today and you do not know what's going to happen, even if you've prepared for it, because sabi ko nga, life's uncertainties just happen along the way, especially if you do not expect it. And kapag sinabi namang uncertainty, hindi naman kailangan ang connotation sa salitang yon is negative eh. It could be positive. You know, like, you can wake up in a day and hit your goal. You can, well, of course, that's not possible. That's a bad example. I'm so sorry. Cancel that. You don't hit your goals in a day. But what I'm trying to say is that I think we should not label uncertainties as something good or bad. It's just a mere word. It's just a mere experience. And as what I've said earlier, sometimes we just really have to let life surprise us. The fourth question is, what is something you wish to tell your younger self? I've been getting this question a lot. Kahit yung recent episode ko with Coach Yanni sa kanyang podcast, Quarter Life Bliss, if you want to listen. And right now, what I want to tell my younger self is that faith kasi yung pangalan ko before. Faith, you do not have to live up to other people's perception of you. That is something that I had to learn the hard way, because as a young child who is labeled as smart or gifted or special, ang daling maging people pleaser because pakiramdam ko doon nang gagaling yung worth ko. And it took me a long time. It still is taking me a long time to unlearn that I'm not the people's perception of me. I can create my own rules. I can always reintroduce myself to the world. I am limitless. I can create my own destiny. I can create my own life. And sometimes that is hard to believe, especially if all you ever heard as a child was people's expectations of you. But I'm not blaming them. I think as you grow old, that responsibility is in you already. Nasa sayo na kung hahayaan mo ba na ang perception ng iba ay dudurugin ka. Nasa sayo na yon. And that's something I wish to tell my younger self. Oh my God, that is so wild. Now, let's head over to the next topic for this episode. I am enjoying this episode a lot. Oh my God, namiss kong dumaldal. Now, this is one of the most exciting topics in our episode, which is about business and content creation. So, ang tanong dito ni Aliana, no, what are the advantages of starting a business at a young age? Well, hindi tanong ni Aliana, tanong nyo, actually. Tanong nyo, guys. What are the advantages of starting a business at a young age? You know what? Lagi ko itong sinasabi kapag tinatanong sa akin to in my speaking engagements. And it always remains the same. I still have the same answer. And that is, I have nothing to lose at this age. Like, really. I mean, I know, I acknowledge that I'm speaking from a place of privilege. But honestly, at 17, hindi pa gaano kalaki yung responsibilities ko. Wala akong anak na pinapalaki. Wala akong asawa. Wala akong... Alam niyo yun, wala pa yung ganong responsibility. And I think that this is the best time to just explore or to just fail at something or to realize that you love something and continue doing that for a long time. I have nothing to lose. You have nothing to lose. And it is the best time talaga to take calculated risks. And if you're thinking na you want to start something but you have no wisdom yet, because just a little trivia or fact check, no, from our philosophy class natatandaan ko na wisdom, when you say wisdom, that comes from experience, but when you say knowledge, that comes from, you know, books, education, and etc., etc. So at a young age, of course, wala ka pa masyadong wisdom because you have little to zero experience yet. But here's the thing. I want you to always remember that we all start somewhere. Hindi ka naman magsisimula na nasa sayo na lahat ng experiences, lahat ng wisdom. Kaya dito papasok yung advocacy ko na education. I am a huge advocate of reading books, of talking to mentors, of being serious with your education. Because, sabi nga ni Gary V, wala man sa'yo yung experience, but if you're young, what you have is time. You have time. You have a lot of time. So, kaya ako talaga, alam nyo ba guys, onting side kwento lang na, grabe, hindi talaga ako nagbabasa before. Ang tanong nyo pa, dad ko, lagi akong pinipilit niyan, ayokong magbasa. Kasi ewan ko, ang boring for me. But, kailangan eh. At maliban sa kailangan, gusto kong mag-grow eh. Paano ako mag-grow kung hindi ko ipuput yung effort? Guys, wala namang nag-grow ng instant lang. I know na sa modern age of technology, we all want something to be presented instantly in a snap. But you can't grow in just a snap. Ang isang halaman, hindi naman yan tumubo overnight. Mula siya sa isang maliit na seed na tinanim, na diniligan, kumain sa araw. Photosynthesis. Okay, hindi tayo magsa-science dito, but you get me? Hindi siya lumaki ng isang araw lang, ng overnight lang, walang overnight success. I don't believe in that. If you want to grow, you have to put in the effort. I'm so sorry to break it to you, but you really have to. And I really recommend for everyone who is listening to this, if you're young, take advantage of that. And for those who are, you know, young at heart, I want you to know that you have time. You still have time, and it's never too late to start something.
Hey, what's up? My name is Alton, and I'm pretty sure you're enjoying this podcast, and I'm pretty sure you're gonna enjoy mine as well. The name of my podcast is called Life on the Grow. If you want random book recommendations from a mediocre reader, that's me. More life advice, kinda, and a little bit of random conversations.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Check out Life on the Grow on Spotify and I'll be there waiting with a beer at hand, of course. Let's keep growing. Let's keep going. Now back to this awesome podcast.
And speaking of books, no? Kanina, books. I think hinahanap niyo rin ang aking book recommendations. Ayan. Sige, magbigay lang ako ng tig-isa. Sa business or career, pinaka nagustuhan ko talaga is Business Made Simple by Donald Miller. And 60 days yun. 60 days mo siyang babasahin. 60 chapters if hindi ako nagkakamali. And hindi lang siya about business. It will really drive you to become a value-driven professional. I love this book. Meron din siyang video series. So, pwede mo siyang basahin habang pinapanood din. It's really good. Business Made Simple. They also have a podcast, which I highly recommend. And a really good self-help book place to start naman this time is The Success Principles by Jack Canfield. Oh my God, pinapabasa ko to ngayon sa kapatid ko. Siya yung nagbabasa nito. I think nasa chapter 13 na siya. The Success Principles have, I think, 64 principles. Sa libro ako na to, napamahal sa pagbabasa. With all honesty, this book has made me love reading and it has made me obsessed with self-growth. Talaga. I highly recommend it. For the second question, for the second and last question for this topic, where did you get the courage to put yourself out there? Ang daming beses na rin sa akin to tinanong, saan ka nakakuha ng courage mo? Bakit parang wala kang fear to put yourself out there? You know what, guys? Yung courage, masyado kasi natin yan hinahanap somewhere eh. Masyado natin siyang hinahanap externally. Hinahanap natin yung courage kapag na-motivate tayo ng kaibigan natin or ng mentor natin. Nakukuha natin yung courage kapag nabibigyan tayo ng push. And there's nothing wrong about that. But if I were to answer this question, where did I get my courage to put myself out there? Yung courage na yun, kinuha ko lang siya within. Sinource out ko lang siya within. Nasa loob ko na yun. Naniniwala ko na sa bawat isa sa atin, merong nakalaang courage na nasa loob natin na hinihintay na lang ma-unleash. Sometimes, nagkakanda hirap tayo na maghanap ng courage or ng motivation outside. But it's been here, inside, within us all along. And we just have to unleash it. Especially with courage. I know we're all brave inside. I know we all are. So, kinukuha ko lang talaga siya within. It really helps to have a good relationship with yourself. Because at the end of the day, you're left with yourself. All right. We're done with business and content curation. Now let's head over to another topic. Oh my God, it's been 20 minutes na nagsasalita ako dito, no? I hope na you're having a great time catching up with me as well. You're having fun, you're learning. Ayan. So, for the next topic, this aspect also holds a huge chunk in my life right now, and that is college. Oh my God, for everyone's knowledge. I am currently a freshman I'm a freshman student taking up BS Entrepreneurship in Enderon Colleges. So, first question is, of course, how is my college experience so far? How is college? And if I were to answer this question with all honesty, the experience has been underwhelming so far because of, you know, online classes. Kasi diba, parang bilang bata, isa yung college sa parang pinaka nilulook forward mo talaga na, you know, na sa college, marunong na ako mag-drive, I will have this good circle of friends. pwede na akong gumala kasi illegal age na ako. And I'm not experiencing those things yet. Because of online classes, because of the pandemic. But the important thing is I'm learning, of course. Yun naman yung pinakamahalaga. I'm learning. I'm so grateful to my professors who are really teaching. And second, I'm looking forward to having really good friends in college. Kaya I also try to be a good friend to others, di ba? Kasi hindi naman natin pwedeng i-expect na darating na lang silang kusa. Sometimes nagsisimula yun sa atin. So I try to be a good friend to other people na rin because I don't know, I'm really looking forward to having that solid good friends, no? Wala lang. Oh my God. Gusto ko lang talaga. Wala. Oh my God. Ah, please. Please. No. Magpakarating na kayo. Magpakarating. Ma-attract ko na sana kayo, guys. Please. I need you guys. Let's all grow together. Manifesting. Ano? Manifesting a really great and solid circle of friends in college who we can help each other grow talaga. And another thing that I'm looking forward to is the face-to-face. Kasi babalik, nag-official announcement na sa Enderon na babalik na kami sa face-to-face sa January 2022. So that's something I'm looking forward to as well. And the second question is, what are your study habits you stand by? Guys, isang tip lang ibibigay ko sa inyo sa study habit na to. And I hope that you really apply this if you're still studying. And that is to always take down notes. Oh my God, I cannot emphasize this enough. This is the study habit na I really stand by ever since I was in, I don't know, elementary? Ganon talaga. And nahasa siya hanggang ngayon sa college. Kahit online class yan, I use Notion. Doon ako nagtitake down ng notes because syempre wala namang pencil. Ayoko na magsayang ng, you know, paper to take down notes. So, sa Notion na lang lahat. Digitalize na lang lahat. But, I really stand by that study habit because, guys, ano ba? We cannot trust our brain to remember everything. To remember every single detail na sinasabi ng profs natin. And, I think, sa totoo lang, na kapag hindi ka nagtitake down ng notes and you expect yourself to remember every single detail na sinabi ng teachers mo, you're torturing yourself. So, that's what I highly recommend. It worked before, it's still working now, and hanggat buhay ako, I will take down notes while I'm learning because that's really how I learn talaga. And it really helps me. So, the last segment or the last aspect, no? For our solo episode today is all about productivity. The first question about productivity is, how do you manage your time and maintain balance? Alam nyo, boss besties, sa dami ng aspects ng buhay ko ever since, or lalo na ngayon, natutuhan ko na talaga paano mag-compartmentalize. As in, yun talaga yung natutuhan ko. And I feel like that's how I was able to manage my time and maintain quote-unquote balance in my life. I learned how to compartmentalize already. And by compartmentalizing naman, hindi naman ibig sabihin na, you know, Monday, academics lang, Tuesday, rest day lang, Wednesday, business lang, Thursday, content creation lang. I mean, for some people, that already works, but for me, as a college student, na, you know, meron kaming class every day, that's not possible. It's not yet possible to time block or day block, if there's such a term. So what I do is that I do a little bit of everything every day, honestly. And I plan ahead of time. I plan weekly, of course. And balik tayo dun sa sinabi kong I do a little bit of everything every day na 1 to 3 p.m. accounting. 3 to 4 p.m. I rest. 6 to 8 p.m. I record a podcast episode. So, by doing a little bit of everything every day, this is for my multi-passionate people out there. Kasi syempre, yung iba naman niya, they have this laser focus and nakafocus lang sila sa isang bagay. And that's really amazing. That's amazing, of course, but it doesn't mean na yung pagiging multi-passionate or pagiging jack of all trades ay mali na. So for my multi-passionate people out there, there's nothing wrong about doing a little bit of everything every day. That works for me. Nai-integrate ko yung mga bagay na yun sa buhay ko. Nai-integrate ko yung iba't ibang aspects na yun, and it helps me become better. Yun mismo yung advice ni Ayin Bruno sa TikTok video na in-stitch niya nung tinanong ko rin to. So thank you so much, Ayin. Shout out to you. I love you. Char, akala mo nakikinig si Ayin, pero malay mo. So that's my answer. I compartmentalize and I also manage my energy. Hindi lang oras ko, kundi yung energy ko.
Hi there, I'm Coach Laika Maravilla. Whether you're looking for a new opportunity, a new position, or a promotion, I'm here to help you land your dream job. Let me walk you through what you need to do before, during, and after your next job interview in the Get Hired podcast. Listen, learn, and get hired now.
How do you keep yourself motivated and handle burnouts? That's the second question. And guys, the mere fact that I'm running a business and a podcast, to be honest, is already motivating me. It gives me energy. So if you're someone who struggles with motivation, I think my advice is for you to start listening to your energy, to your intuition, to your gut. What gives you energy? Ano yung kapag ginawa mo? Kunwari, nag-podcast ka. After mo mag-podcast, does it give you energy? Or does it take away energy from you? Do you feel sobrang parang nawalan ka ng energy? Alam niyo, yung feeling na yun, na parang sobrang pagod ka na, wala ka nang gustong gawin. Because if the things that you were doing give you energy, I'm sure madali na lang ang motivation. And the second point that I also want to make about motivation is that you do not have to consider motivation as the go signal before you start doing something. Let's contextualize it. Sa college, for example, hindi mo kailangang ma-motivate muna bago ka gumawa ng homework mo. Kasi kung ganun, lagi ka na lang nagre-rely sa motivation. And oh my God, it sucks to rely on motivation all the time. Because with all honesty, action, if you put on the action first, you start doing your homework first, kahit essay yan, tapos nagbabubble ka lang muna ng words and hindi pa yun yung exact main point mo. As long as you're starting to do something, as long as you're acting on it, the motivation will follow. If there's something that I learned from books, it's really this talaga, na motivation shouldn't be the go signal before you start doing something. And that book is Atomic Habits, just for everyone's information or if you want to read it. And the second aspect sa tanong na to, no, how do you handle burnouts? To be honest with you guys, I'm not gonna lie. I experience burnout so much. Well, not so much, but I do experience burnout. And to answer your question, walang ibang sagot kundi magpahinga talaga. Magpahinga, as in matulog ka. Like, give yourself the opportunity, the space to have your energy revitalized. Try to revitalize, Myra lang. But give yourself the space to breathe. And kapag sinabi kong rest, hindi ito yung self-care na pinoportray ng media na mag-mask ka, tas may to-do list ka pa ng lahat ng self-care mo / rest. No, it's not that. Sometimes, rest is not attractive in social media because sometimes rest is just simply allowing yourself to sleep for 10 hours kasi yun ang kailangan mo. That's it. And that's something na talagang natututuhan ko as I go and I try to apply it. Kasi, grabe, prevention is better than cure talaga. Minsan, syempre, di ba, ayaw ko na rin ma-burnout. You know, ang hirap eh. So, kapag malapit ka na doon, huwag mo na sagarin yung sarili mo. Magpahinga ka na. Pahinga ka na. Okay lang. Hayaan mo ang sarili mo magpahinga. Okay lang. Walang mali doon. Okay. guys, we're now down to our last question for this catch-up solo episode. And that is, what is a lesson that you learned the hard way? This question hits home because there are a lot of lessons that I'm currently learning the hard way. But if there is one lesson that's on the top of my head right now, it is this quote that I read on Facebook, which definitely applies in my life right now, or it may apply in your life too. And that is, not everyone is replaceable. Ulitin ko. Not everyone is replaceable. That hits home because sobrang laganap ng cancel culture, sobrang laganap ng cutting off, and may mga instances talaga na kailangan mong gawin yon. But you also have to realize that not everyone is replaceable. Isang tao lang ang may ganyang characteristic, personality, willingness to give, willingness to be your friend, your family, or even your lover. Not everyone is replaceable. And if you want to keep certain people in your life, you have to put in the effort. Because relationships, friendships, that also takes time and effort and energy. So if you were to keep certain people in your life, if you want to keep certain people in your life, please make sure that you let them know. You let them know how you feel. You show them that you appreciate them. Because not everyone is replaceable. Okay, that's it. That is it for our episode today. I hope that you enjoyed. What stayed with you, guys? Okay, I want to ask this question sa inyo naman, naka-direct. What stayed with you? Anong nanatili sa inyo sa catch-up episode natin ito? I would love to know what stayed with you. So please, please share this episode to your Instagram stories and tag me at Your Sunshine Cleo at Kwentuang Pilipina and tell me what stayed with you. Anong nanatili sa'yo sa episode na ito? So please do not forget to share the podcast once again to your Instagram stories and tag us at Kwentuang Pilipina at Your Sunshine Cleo. And please also join us on our Facebook group, Kwentuang Pilipina Community, at doon natin ituloy itong kwentuan. Once again, it is Kwentuang Pilipina Community on Facebook. Special thanks to our managing editor, Aliana Patrimonio, and this podcast is brought to you by Hiraya Pilipina and Podcast Network Asia. This has been Your Sunshine Cleo, and I will be back for more Kwentuan every Monday on major podcast platforms. So do not forget to follow and subscribe. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you guys so much for catching up with me. I hope that you had fun. I hope that you learned a few things from this episode. I love you so much. Please take care of yourself. Please stay hydrated. And I love you. I will see you again next episode.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.